Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. Colonial Village, Averill Woods, the East Side, North Town. In the city of Lansing, these are among well over a dozen separate neighborhood associations dedicated to improving the quality of life at the grassroots level. Now, volunteers willing to get involved are part of the lifeblood of these neighborhoods. Earlier this week, Current State learned about several Lansing residents who've stepped up recently to assume leadership positions in these groups, and we've invited a few of them in to talk about their particular challenges and the rewards of living in their neighborhoods and what triggered their desire to get involved. I'd like to welcome Lisa Bank, who is president of the Westside Commercial Association. Her group is mostly focused on reducing blight on the Saginaw Corridor on Lansing's west side. Welcome, Lisa.
Good morning.
Paul Johns is the new president of the Moores Park Neighborhood Association. Paul says he's seen an increase in crime recently and wants to bolster involvement in neighborhood watch programs. Hi, Paul.
Hello. Good morning.
And Joe Duras is the president of the Old Oakland Neighborhood. Joe wants to create a more cohesive neighborhood through cleanup and a community garden and more events. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Mark.
Let's go around the horn here and have each of you share your neighborhood's biggest challenge as you see it. Joe Duras, what about the Old Oakland neighborhood?
Well, in Old Oakland, Mark, we have a pretty tight-knit community so far. We really kind of came out of a place where neighbors knew neighbors, and we wanted to just kind of improve things and, bring down crime. I think that's always an issue in every neighborhood. Our neighborhood doesn't have a really high crime problem, but one of the biggest issues that's facing us right now is actually just an issue of property values. We're seeing property values fall, and they've been falling since around 2008 when kind of everything fell out. Jobs left the area, and then a lot of people left our neighborhoods. So one of the things that we're really trying to do is create cohesion in order to create a positive environment in the neighborhood that is desirable for people to move in. So that's kind of one of our biggest challenges is really dealing with those lower property values. We have some other issues, issues of speed control, traffic control through our neighborhood, and also complete sidewalks initiatives. So we don't have all complete sidewalks in our neighborhood, and it's something that we're working on right now.
Complete streets.
Complete streets.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And explain where the Old Oakland neighborhood is.
Sure. So Old Oakland neighborhood is between Oakland and Willow. And between Stanley Streets and Kaywood Streets. For anybody that knows the area, it's where the Irish Pub and Fork in the Road are, just north of those two businesses on Oakland.
I was sorry to see in this morning's State Journal that the Irish Pub is, tonight's its last night in business.
Yep, it is its last night, so we're all kind of sad about that.
So the first landmark you mentioned in terms of getting to your neighborhood is unfortunately its swan song tonight.
Yeah, and it's a business that has really, it's brought us together. We've met there, local musicians play there, so it's a loss for
that,
our community.
That can't be good.
No, it's not. It's
is anybody expressing interest in the property?
I don't know at this point.
Lisa Bank, what about the Saginaw Corridor? You're with the Westside Commercial Association.
That's absolutely right. And the Irish Pub is an anchor business for us, so it really is a tragedy. They have a long history in our community. And our corridor, it spans from Stanley Street, which is right around where the old GM plant was by the fork in the road, and it goes to Grand, which is by LCC. And so one of our biggest challenges right now is that we are working to revitalize the corridor, and we want to do this through neighborhood group collaboration, business collaboration efforts, and so we're trying to decrease the vacancy rate. And so one of our biggest challenges there is that we have these property values that Joe spoke of that we're dealing with. We have different landlords that don't take care of their property, and we handle different types of code violations. And how can an investor come in and take over a property when really it just needs to go down to the ground and get rebuilt, but
it's really a they land can't afford, use.
Yeah, it has a lot use. To do with land use and zoning and figuring out, the chicken or the egg, who can come in first and take over this area, or who wants to come in and take over this area. And so we have our anchor businesses, and we're trying to really figure out kind of what we're doing with that. And then another big thing that we're dealing with along the lines of the Complete Streets Initiative is that we want to focus our area and make it something that is walkable, bikeable, that it is pedestrian friendly. We want people to feel like they can come from the neighborhoods, they can come from different areas of Lansing or thereabouts, and they can truly experience something that is similar to kind of a downtown feel. We want to have vibrant businesses that are surrounded by vibrant neighborhoods that all kind of feed into each other, and people never felt safe. They don't feel safe walking down Saginaw because it was three lanes of fast traffic. People wanted to get where they were going. There was nowhere to park. Nobody wanted to sort of encroach on that.
Sure. It favored motorists.
It really did. Yeah, and we took a big step with that, with working with the city and MDOT to get that bike lane in, because that was a catalyst. That was something to start this process. But that is something that we're working towards. We want people to feel like they can take their dogs out or walk with their families and get to this point of having a walkable, bikeable community.
That is a larger issue in the entire...
It really is.
And in townships, the neighbor Lansing. I mean, it's accessibility for people who are not in cars.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's something that we can start along our corridor, and we can work to try and improve that.
Paul Johns, tell us about Morris Park. What's your biggest challenge, you think, in your neighborhood?
Well, I always say that Morris Park is a great place to live. You know, it's been my catchphrase for the last 3 years, and I did speak a little bit to you about crime, but what I've noticed is in our neighborhood, what our biggest challenge seems to be is getting neighbors engaged with neighbors, trying to get them out to community events and beefing up the communications, cross communications between neighbors. I did speak to you a little bit about crime. Being the president of the neighborhood organization, I do hear about all the different crime activity in the neighborhood. So when I say there's been an increase in crime, I think that primarily Morris Park is a wonderful place to live. It's safe. We have great response from the police department when we have issues. So.
And where is Morris Park?
Morris Park is between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to Washington, and then from the river to Mount Hope. That's our primary area. But we're trying to expand this year to include more homes, the area between Mount Hope and the train tracks that cross over MLK. There's a train track that runs kind of diagonal between Washington and MLK. So we're trying to include more homes in our neighborhood. One of the things that Lisa was talking about that I found interesting, or her and I were talking about in the waiting room, is we have some, we have an older neighborhood. It's been around for a long time. It's got a lot of history here in Lansing area. And as I've taken over the neighborhood group, I've noticed that we've had some literature, some historic literature, some of the stuff's on what we used to call dittos. And so we're revamping, and what we're trying to also do in Morris Park is engage the neighbors with local businesses also. So today I'm going to be out canvassing the area, talking to different businesses in order to get them to contribute to this booklet. We have a Morris Park neighborhood handbook that we're trying to revamp, take it from the ditto era into the modern age.
Something you said really resonated with me. I get riled up at myself on a regular basis of how disconnected I can get with a lot of my neighbors. I mean, most of us know each other,
sure.
Okay? But there is, I think you could argue there just isn't enough regular contact. Are the residents in your neighborhood, Joe Duras, are they essentially connected or are they essentially disconnected?
You know, that's one of the things that we've worked a lot on. Even, you know, before our association reestablished itself last year, we were kind of a defunct organization for a little while, and then we reestablished ourselves. But one of the big things that we wanted to do was to create a place where people could come together in order to meet each other, to, you know, kind of interact and connect with each other. And that was why last year, one of our first actions as an association was to work with the garden project here in Lansing to create a community garden in a city park. So we worked with the city, and we worked with the garden project as part of the Greater Lansing Food Bank, and we created a community garden. We had 22 households participating last year, and that's about 10% of our neighborhood, which is really great. I mean, it kind of spanned all the streets of our neighborhood. We had people participating, people
this
interacting.
This is growing
fresh
carrots,
vegetables.
Corn,
yep,
vegetables.
That's exactly it.
Oh, absolutely.
And what it does is it creates that space, and it creates a place where people can go out and they can see other people from their neighborhood working. They can talk to them. Mm-hmm. They can participate. And then when you have those events that Paul was talking about, people are excited because it gives them something to celebrate.
You need almost a visual focal point for your neighborhood. But Lisa, a bank, that must be a challenge for you because you're talking about such a huge area.
Not necessarily. I mean, yes, it is. But we have these monthly business breakfasts. And it used to be that we would come up with some topic for that were relevant to small business owners. And then we would have them together and we'd talk about that topic. But honestly, we restructured it in the last couple of months, and what we do now is it's open to the community. It always was. But now we bring in people that are talking about some things that are relevant to things that are going on the West Side, and they talk about it. They have different programs, and we just kind of fill them in on what's going on in the quarter. They can ask questions, and it's a really great networking tool for the different business owners as well as the neighborhood surrounding, because they come and they find out what's going on with the construction, or they come in and they find out what's going on with the different businesses, or what's going on with this new bike program or whatever. And it's a really great way for people to feel connected with each other.
And the community garden bit that she's talking about, or he's talking about, that has been a wonderful program in our neighborhood, and it has brought a lot of residents out to meet each other.
What's the level of volunteer involvement in Old Oakland? Is it what, I mean, you alluded, Joe, to the fact that your group disbanded for a while. It was out of business for a little while.
And that had to do with the way that the neighborhood was kind of restructuring itself as people moved out. So we had a lot of kind of flight from the neighborhood. Then younger, I think, people moved in. So we kind of have a real range of people, probably from, you know, early families to retired folks. And so, you know, with that kind of span, when we got this influx of younger family types, there was a real push to become more active and to become more engaged. And so, you know, what we've seen as a result of that is a higher rate of volunteerism, I think, in the community. And that's actually brought out some of our older, you know, either kind of at the end of their careers or more retired residents to really be engaged and take part in the garden and in the organization.
Okay. We want to continue this conversation. This has been so good. I want to thank Lisa Bank, president of the Westside Commercial Association, Paul Johns, the new president of the Moores Park Neighborhood Association, and Joe Duras, president of the Old Oakland Neighborhoods, all in Lansing. Thanks, one and all. Appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.